1340 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime in Brandon Valley, a 33-23 lead. Huron led once, as I recall, early in the game at 5-3. Brandon Valley hitting their threes, especially off the bench. And they have built the lead, and you're unfortunate. They're only down 10 because the Lynx have struggled at the free throw line. We'll get to the stats coming up. Let's do a scoreboard update. Kurt's Heating and Cooling in Huron here at the AA. Three games in the books. Mitchell this afternoon defeated Sioux Falls Jefferson 69-61. Washington defeated Roosevelt 52-45. Game previous to this, Harrisburg 71, Watertown 56. Class A out in Rapid City, afternoon games. Top seed Sioux Falls Christian cruised over Vermilion 74-48. Dakota Valley edge Pine Ridge 62-58. A tight one going right now. They're inside of a minute to go in the game. Hamlin and Groton are tied at 45. The Class B tournament up in Aberdeen. Afternoon games, White River defeated Viberg Hurley 72-57. Howard top Wessington Springs. Howard sprinted off to a 21-8 lead at the end of the first quarter and then just went even from there. They defeat Wessington Springs 53-38. Game just finished. DeSmit defeated Gregory 41-38. They're at halftime in their final game. Castlewood leads Leola Frederick 39-36. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take a two-minute timeout, run down the stats here with Brandon Valley leading 33-23. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
FNBO is a great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com. Member FDIC.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Halftime, Brandon Valley leading Huron 33-23. Here's the stats at the half. Brandon Valley balanced scoring, that's for sure. 9 points for Rylan Carroll. That's 3 of 4 threes off the bench. 6 points, Braden Miller, 4 for Hayden Anderson. And 3 points apiece, Aiden Zur, Josh Altoff, Briggs Knudsen, and Brady Wells. And 2 points for Landon Delaney. For the Huron Tigers, 8 points, Anderson Porridge, 7 for Carson Gainey, C.J. Gainey, as it were. 3 points apiece, Colt McNeil and Gavin Moding. and 2 points for Carson Evans. Shooting in the first half here on 8 of 25, 32%. 3 of 14 on threes for 21%. Brandon Valley 12 of 24 from the field, 50%. And here's the key stat, 7 of 11 on threes. That is 64%. You're going to win a lot of ball games shooting the three like that. It's amazing. They're 7 of 11 on threes and 2 of 10 from the free throw line here on 4 of 7 on from the line. Each team has 16 rebounds in the first half for Brandon Valley, 6 for Josh Althoff. For the Huron Tigers, 4 for Anderson Porish. Turnovers, 6 for Huron in the first half, 4 for Brandon Valley. Seems like Huron had more than turnovers than that in the first half. Brandon Valley up 10. We're just a couple minutes away from our second half here from Sioux Falls. Timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Crop insurance from a farmer's perspective. That's what you'll find at Bauman Agency of Huron. Our 6 expert crop insurance agents are all involved in their own farming operations and are uniquely suited to truly understand the farmer's perspective of crop insurance. At Bauman Agency, we consider your operation's individual needs and welcome a chance to discover the right coverage for your farm. Call us at 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Start the second half. Huron down 10. Brandon Valley will have possession here to begin the third quarter. Looks like starters in on both sides here as we start our second half. Brandon Valley now going to my left. They get it into the front court. Althoff, he'll go right at Elwine. Spin hard to the hoop. No good. Ball tipped out and controlled by Moding. Gavin will push the ball up the middle of the floor. Hand it off to Elwine. Top of the key. Delaney's been on Elwine for the most part. Elwine starts the drive. Goes in with the scoop shot for two. Took the Euro step. First bucket for Elwine. You're on poles within 8. Now can he get some stops against the Lynx when they're on offense? In the corner, Miller. Looked inside, outside, Althoff faked a three. Delaney, top of the key. Delaney looks left, backs it out against McNeil. High post, Althoff, he'll spin, look. Lob, nope, go in the corner. Zur, he thought about the three, now gets it back up top. Delaney gets a screen from Althoff, whips it baseline, Anderson. Anderson backs his way in on Elwine, and Elwine stuffs him again, but then stepped on the baseline, trying to pick up the loose ball. Brandon Valley will inbounds it with 6 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounded underneath the basket. Inbounds will go in the corner. They get it to Miller. Up now to Zur. Zur fakes. Will take an off-balance three. No good. And Moding has the rebound. Moding into the front court. Huron trying to chip into the lead. Deep three for Porish. No good. Rebound for Zur. Quick shot and out. Back comes Brandon Valley, leading by eight early third quarter. Low post is Miller against Porish. Now Altoff, free throw line, whips it baseline. Nice pass, and they're right for an easy deuce is Delaney. Altoff high post, went to the cutter down low. And the Lynx back up by 10, 35-25. Here's the cut. Elwine goes hard to the hoop. Blocked from behind, and boy, Blake just cannot get a break. They say he got swatted, and he did because he got fouled. Huron will keep possession and inbound it. Back into the game for Brandon Valley is Ryland Carroll. McNeil will trigger the inbounds. Gainey has the ball slipped through his hands, gets control, moting top of the key. Elwine pops out to the left side. Mismatch there if Elwine can get to the hoop, and a hand check call going to go against Carroll, I believe. Really what they're doing is they got a small guy on Blake when he's outside. Then as he starts to drive to the basket, well, he just have those two big guys looming to challenge Blake if he goes into the lane. Inbounds will come into the backcourt to Gainey. Gainey, top of the key, dribbles off to left, hands off to Elwine, trying to use a screen. Spins, gets away, lost the ball, and it's going to be picked up by Altoff. Turnover. Delaney in the front court. Got sandwiched there. Kick out. Carroll, three in the corner, short. Long rebound comes out to McNeil. First miss from the field for Carroll. Here's Elwine leaning in, got blocked from behind. Now he finally gets to go to the free throw line. Two shots coming up for Blake Elwine. Fouls on Delaney. That is his second. I'm way behind on my fouls for Brandon Valley. Free throw shooting has been sketchy both ways, but Elwine knocks down the first free throw. Blake by far has shot the most free throws of anybody with the on the Tiger team this year. Second shot is no good, but offensive rebound. Gainey brings it back out. Another chance. Here's the drive. McNeil back door. Moting goes up over Altoff for two. McNeil just cut down the middle of the lane and set up his teammate. Bucket for Moting, and we have a timeout on the floor. 5:38 to go in the third quarter. 35-28 here on Within 7. And we'll take a timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Family. Community, friend, local business, and for over 17 years, Double D Westernware has been just that, a positive part of your community. And just like your family, Double D Westernware has grown. Not only do they have clothes for every member of the family, including infant wear, by the way, but beautiful home decor, cologne, perfume, footwear, and fashionable sunglasses. Make your day happier. Stop in and shop local at Double D Westernware in Huron. Open every day of the week.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, down, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.2 FM.
Full timeout taken by the Huron Tigers. They slap a press on out of it. Inbounds comes to a Miller. Huron trying to keep the pressure up. Now Delaney left side. Miller gets it into the front court, weaves through traffic, free throw line, backs it out, hands it off to Delaney, and we have a foul on Brandon Valley, a moving screen on the Lynx. They're going to call that on Miller. I believe that'll be his third. A moving screen, and Huron's best momentum they've had since early in the game. Have the lead cut to seven with the ball. Elwine starts the drive. Stops there at the top of the key. McNeil goes on the baseline. Moting on the wing. Moting feeds to McNeil in the corner. Back up top, Gainey. Gainey flips to Moting. Top of the key. Porish right side. Ball slapped away by Delaney. Will remain in possession of Huron as Briggs Knudsen checks back in for Brandon Valley, replacing Braden Miller. Huron will toss it in on the sideline to my right. You're on Within 7, Third quarter, 5:08 to go. Ganey backs his way into the lane. Now picks it back up. Nice catch, Moating. Left side, Porish. Porish on the outside. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Elwine drives in, double teamed. Here's McNeil. 3-2 on the shot clock. McNeil off balance. Couldn't draw rim, but the rebound, Brandon Valley, will play on. Links into the front court. Huron just never got a good look there. Left side, here's the dump. Ball deflected by McNeil and stolen by Elwine. Nice play by Colton in the front court. Moating on the drive to the hoop. Offensive foul on Moating. Oh my goodness, Huron is not getting those calls at all. Timeout on the floor, 4:33 to go in the third quarter. Brandon Valley up 7. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Care is looking for caring and compassionate caregivers in the area to become a part of their team and join their mission of enhancing the lives of aging adults. No experience necessary. Home Instead Senior Care will train the right individual in Huron and Mitchell. Apply online, homeinstead.com/425. Click on carriers. Home Instead Senior Care is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is April from the Diamond Store. We want you to know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
Hi, the 1345 JV are your home. Strong Tucker.
4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter, and just seems like a theme here the last month of the season. Tigers just can't get a break there on charge block calls. Both ends of the floor. Delaney in the front court breaks the press. Bounce pass baseline. Shot up, blocked by Carson Evans. Foul, though, will go on Carson. And two free throws for Hayden Anderson. Brandon Valley came out, and they were ready to attack that press. And they got the layup that only missed because of the foul. I believe it's on Carson Evans anyway. First free throw is good for Hayden Anderson. He's got 5 points. Huron had a couple of opportunities there to cut that lead. They had the ball at least three times, down 7. Now they're down 8. Second free throw good. Down 9 again as Hayden Anderson hits them both. 37-28, Brandon Valley. 4.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Ganey on the right wing. Lost his dribble. Flips back to Moating. Moating right back into the corner to Ganey. Ganey isolated, drive, shoots over Zur, got it. Ganey with 9. The lead back to 7, 37-30 as we hit 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Delaney out there with Moating. Looks to the right, goes high post, Altoff. Trying to post up Anderson down low, now handed off Delaney. In the corner, 3 for Zur, short. Rebound going to be tipped out right to Anderson. And he banks it in for 2. Lead back at 9. Here comes Huron. Top of the key, Moating. Porish trying to use a screen from Elwine. Now he'll drive. Free throw line. Still on the drive. Fell down, and a trip going to go on Brandon Valley. Looked like he slipped as much as got tripped. But we'll take any call that actually goes in our favor. Holden Hagen replacing Carson Evans is here on a run the out-of-bounds play. On the baseline, lob all the way out to Ganey. Ganey starts to drive, now Moating in the corner. Back up top, Elwine. Elwine has Zur on him this time. Spread the floor. Here's Elwine on the drive, hard to the hoop. Spins, now has a wide open lane, missed the layup. Oh, it was right there for Blake. He missed the layup. Put it up short. Brandon Valley, chance to open up the lead back to double digits, nearing 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Delaney, corner of the lane. Now flicks back to the right side. Knutson back in. Altoff, here's the cut. Little jumper for Zur. It's good. Found the weak spot in the middle of the lane. Zur has five. Brandon Valley back up by double digits, 41-30. Elwine into the paint. Kick back out to Moding. Now Elwine, quick release three is short. Rebound and going to be pulled down by Knutson. Down the floor, Zur has it swatted away by Elwine. Porish was there, but out of bounds. It'll stay with Elwine, or with Brandon Valley on, off the Elwine swat. Porish was out of bounds, and he could have grabbed the ball, but he wasn't going to be able to establish himself in. So Brandon Valley will inbound it on the baseline. Lynx will feed it to Altoff. Weak side, gets fouled by Haig. And Altoff will go to the line and shoot two. Holden Haig picks up his second. Team foul number three on Huron. 2:33 to go, third quarter, and Brandon Valley has that lead back up to 41-30. Altoff, free throw is good. Saw a story on him last week by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Altoff was born without his hearing, was able to get some sort of implants, and Coach Nelson says he has about 80% of his hearing now. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Porish. Ganey pushes into the front court, trailing by 12. Got to get some offense going. Haig into the paint, kicks back out, Porish. Porish cut off at the free throw line. Flicks back out to Ganey. Ganey backs it out, gets a screen. Ganey flicks in the corner. Here's Hold attacking, reverse layup, over Altoff for two. Holden Haig gets a bucket, pulls Huron back within 10. Quickly, Brandon Valley into the front court. Altoff, the low post, trying to back his way in, now looking to pass. And we have a foul going to go on who? Foul on Moding. Didn't see what happened. That was kind of away from the ball. Moding picks up his second. 14 fouls apiece. We'll have bonus on any more fouls here for the rest of the third quarter. Colton Ogle and Trace Wenz in for Huron as Moding and Haig come off. Inbounds, lob comes up, top of the key, Anderson, left side, Zur. Here's the three for Dulaney, got it. Brandon Valley has hit the threes tonight. That's been the difference in the game. Brandon Valley up 13, I believe that equals their biggest lead of the game. 45-32. Long three for Elwine. No good. Rebound, and Ganey able to take it away from Zur. Ogle now gives to Porish. He'll head fake. He'll drive, go in, and finally they call a block on Brandon Valley. And I believe that will put Anderson Porish to the line for two, or are they going to say on the floor? Briggs Knudsen with the foul, his second, and they will give Anderson Porish free throws. Porish first free throw is good. Bounced it in. He's got nine. I believe Ganey has nine as well. Back in for Brandon Valley is Brady Wells. One more shot for Anderson Porish. The freshman got it, and he's in double figures with 10. 45-34, the lead at 11 with a minute 32 to go, third quarter. Huron pressing, just trying to force a turnover, get some momentum. Now bringing the ball up is Briggs Knudsen, being checked out there by Ogle. Stops top of the key, right side Anderson. Anderson looking down low. There they feed it to Altoff. Double team. Goes back door. The ball tipped away, but saved by Wells. Nice play, and then he's going to be fouled. No, offensive foul on Wells, and I'm not really sure what I saw there. I mean, we'll take the call. Brandon Valley really has nothing to complain about if they didn't like that call, if you'd seen a few that have went the other way. That'll be foul number three, I believe, on Knudsen. It is. Here on a chance to get it back down to single digits with a minute six to go, third quarter. Boy, Porish, yep, that's an easy one. Porish just shoved Anderson, and Porish got called for the offensive foul, picks up his third. And now Budnagan having another discussion with the official. Minute two to go in the third quarter. Brandon Valley gets the ball back. Pressure by Huron. And there's a blocking call on Ganey, as you saw Briggs Knudsen leading with his left elbow. Ganey picks up his second, I believe. And that will put Briggs Knudsen into the free throw line as Brandon Valley's in the bonus. Knudsen, free throw is good. The lead back at a dozen, 46-34, with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. McNeil in for Ganey. And back in is Zur and Delaney for Brandon Valley. One more shot for Knudsen. Short, rebound tipped away, but right to McNeil. And here's Porish on the push, coming up the right side of the floor. Drives into the paint, shoots over Altoff. Floater no good. Rebound knocked out, and Delaney controls Brandon Valley with the ball in a 12-point lead. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Low post, the ball knocked away by Elwine. Took it away from Anderson. Anderson complaining as he goes down the floor. That's kind of the way the game's been called. Here's Elwine, floats through the lane, draws contact, and he'll go to the line for two. 30 seconds to go, third quarter, shot clock will be off. Two free throws for Blake Elwine, 46-34, Brandon Valley leading. And Elwine will shoot two. Free throw is good for Elwine. He has 4 points all here in the third quarter. Got another sub in for Brandon Valley. I believe that was Harrell back in. Haig getting set to come in for Elwine, pending this free throw. Second free throw good. Elwine hit them both. Haig in, Elwine out. Don't want him to pick up a cheap fourth foul here with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Brandon Valley up by 10, 46-36. Full court pressure by Huron. Inbounds comes to Carroll, who really has nobody guarding him. Now they get it to Knudsen. Knudsen being chased by McNeil across the timeline. And Brandon Valley, Delaney out near the timeline. He wants to hold it for one shot. Bounce pass left side, Zur with Ogle on him. And the ball knocked away by Gogol and should be here on ball. Yes, that is the correct call because that came off of Zur. That was right in front of me. That was the correct call. I didn't think we were going to get it. 13 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and Elwine back in as here on a chance to score before the end of the third. Down 10, here's Elwine, glides into the corner. Baseline, ball knocked away, stolen by Delaney with 4-3. He's got time, Zur to the hoop. Blocked by Elwine, and both Elwine and Zur took a nasty spill under the basket. And we'll head to the fourth quarter. Brandon Valley 46, Huron 36. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Union Cooling wishes the Huron Tigers the best of luck in the state boys AA basketball tournament, whether it's 30 below or a hot summer night. Curtis Heating and Cooling of Huron is there for you and your family if you happen to have problems with your furnace or central air unit. Give Kurt a call at 605-352-5316 for an appointment to have your furnace or central air unit checked or updated. Kurt's Heating and Cooling. Now let's go Tigers.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to the fourth quarter and some work to do for the Huron Tigers. Still within striking distance, but really have not had a consistent night on offense. Brandon Valley a 10-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. And Brandon Valley is led by 10 at each quarter break, 21-11, 33-23, 46-36. So outside of the first quarter, Huron's basically played them even. Huron with the ball to start the fourth quarter. Gainey, right side, Porish. Go inside, Delaney steps in front of Elwine. Ball slapped out of bounds. Will stay with Huron. Again, they let Brandon Valley play aggressively on defense. And after a quick break, Anderson back into the game for Brandon Valley. Huron will inbound it in the on the corner of the floor. Huron's got to get something going on offense. Inbounds Moting up top. Gainey at the top of the key. Porish flips in the corner. Here's McNeil back up top. Moting right side. Three for Gainey. Got it! C.J. Gainey drains a three. He's in double figures. And Huron back within seven. As close as they've been in the second half. 46-39. 7.5 to go in the game. Delaney in the front court. Gainey on him. High post Altoff. They look for the cuts. Altoff, top of the key. Backs it out against Elwine. Now we'll flip it to Delaney. Delaney coming off left side. Open three. Got it. Brandon Valley gets an open three, and they drain it every time. Three ball for Delaney. Timeout, Brandon Valley. 7-11 to go in the game. Lynx back up by 10. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Home, truly the right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Down 10, Huron Tigers with the ball. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Porish flips back to Moting. Now Elwine, top of the key, left side McNeil. Huron's got to get something consistent on offense. Here's Porish on the drive. Splits the double team and lost it. Brandon Valley ball. Did everything right till he lost the ball. And it turns over to Brandon Valley. 1 minute after 9 o'clock, KIJV, AMFM Huron. Full court pressure by the Tigers. Got to get something, make some breaks here. Lynx have had an answer for anything Huron has thrown at him here in the second half. Way outside Delaney, and there's Zer fell down, tripped over McNeil, I think. Huron with the steal. Here's the feed in the middle to Porish, and he loses the ball. Back comes Delaney. Bounce pass underneath. Anderson shoots. Blocked by Elwine. Shoots again. Blocked again by Elwine. Two block shots. And clearing the board is Huron. Gainey into the front court. Flips back to McNeil. McNeil has a lane. Goes up. Off balance. No good. Rebound. Brandon Valley down the floor. Zer gets his shot blocked again. And Moting really got away with one there. Down the floor. Here comes Moting around Altoff for the layup. Gavin Moting with the bucket. And Huron again within 8, 49-41. Huron making some noise here now, trying to get some stops on defense. Delaney, top of the key. Swing it around left. There's Zer on the baseline and almost fell out of bounds and nearly threw it away. Nice catch over there by Miller. Brandon Valley resets. Top of the key. Three. Got it. Delaney, every time Brandon Valley needs something, Delaney or somebody on the outside answers. It's a three ball. Here comes Elwine with the scoop. Got it. Count it. And he'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. But Delaney in the second half has scored 11 points on 4 of 4 shooting. Elwine at the line, looks to complete a three-point play. 5:21 to go, 52-43 here on within 9, and the free throw pending for Blake Elwine. Elwine with 7 points all in the second half. Blake, free throw is short. Rebound, Ganey slapped it but could not control it, and Miller has it for Brandon Valley. 5:15 to go in the game. Here on down 9, Brandon Valley, Delaney's been the man. Low post, Althoff over Elwine, blocked, and a foul going to go on Elwine. Elwine flat-footed, put his hand up in the air, but picks up his fourth foul. And at the free throw line goes Josh Althoff. Althoff 4 points tonight, but he's had a presence just with his size, and Huron has to respect him because of it. Free throw is good. Althoff is 3 of 6 shooting free throws, 3 of 7, excuse me. And one more shot for Althoff as the lead is back at 10, 53-43. Second shot is good. The lead at 11. 5:06 to go in the ball game. Elwine into the front court. Off the dribble, top of the key, it's Moding. Right side, McNeil has Althoff on him. Threw it behind Forish, and it'll be an over and back, and Huron turns it over. 4:53 to go in the game. Media timeout. We'll take a timeout, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
4:53 to go in the game. If Huron's going to have a chance, it's go time now. Down 11. And Brandon Valley has the ball as Huron's had back-to-back turnovers. Two out of the last 3 possessions have been turnovers without shots. Inbounds comes deep to Knutson. He'll bring the ball up, being checked by Ganey. Left side, Delaney. He's had the hot hand in the second half. In the corner, Miller. Low post, Althoff. Double team. Gets to Delaney, who's running to the basket. Missed the shot. Ball slapped out. And Ogle controls. First miss of the second half for Delaney. Moding in the corner. Ganey for 3. Yes! C.J. Ganey drills a 3. Huron within 8. Timeout here on Tigers. 4:29 to go in the game. 54-46. Brandon Valley timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
...24 with incredible savings. It's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off of Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Dakota Sports, AI.
4:29 to go in the game. Getting noisy in here on both sides of the court. Again, I have Brandon Valley right behind me. Huron back within eight and off the 30-second timeout. Full court pressure to Delaney. Being chased by Moaning. Delaney into the front court. Huron thought about a trap but held off. Delaney out there with Moaning. Moaning staying in front of him. High post, the ball knocked away by Ganey, but Zur able to pick it up. Now top of the key, Althoff. Althoff and Elwine. Elwine with four fouls. Althoff backs it off. Now back up top of the key, Knudsen. Knudsen hands it off. Delaney at the near the timeline. Delaney starts the drive, has a lane. Big crash and a block on Moaning. Tried to draw the charge. Moaning with the foul. And that is number three on him. And we'll put Landon Delaney to the line. Delaney, Huron hasn't had many answers for him tonight, especially here in the second half. Free throw is short, no good. Delaney with 13 points and 11 here in the second half, including three threes. Trace Wynn's going to check in for Moaning, who I think is a little shook up after trying to draw that charge. One more shot for Landon Delaney, a junior. Gets that one. And the lead back at 9, 55-46. And now Evans back into the game for Huron as well. Or I guess Wenz is not coming in. Now Evans comes in, so I'm not sure what that's all about. So Huron down 8, or down 9 with the ball inside of 4 minutes to go in the game. Hanging around, but we got to do a little more now. Elwine comes to the right side, goes back door, threw it away. Nobody home. Brandon Valley with the steal, and that was just plain unforced. Zur fakes, drives, corner of the lane, low post, Althoff. He's triple teamed, goes around it, had the ball swatted away, picked out of there by Ogle. Ogle in transition, and he'll throw it away. He thought he had Ganey to the left, instead he threw it right to Knudsen. And we have a whistle and a timeout, Brandon Valley. 3:26 to go in the game. Brandon Valley 55, Huron 46. And we'll take a timeout here of... Timeout here, 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
For a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIGC are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
3:26 to go in the game. Brandon Valley 55, Huron 46. Lynx use a 30-second timeout there, and each team has three timeouts left. Brandon Valley inbounding against full court pressure. Knudsen in the corner with Moaning. Knudsen gets away from him, dribbles into the front court. Now stops Delaney. That's where they want the ball. Delaney and Ganey come to the left side. Back up front, Knudsen. Brandon Valley can afford to be patient. Miller on the right wing. Zur in the corner. Zur, right wing, guarded closely. Althoff, he's triple team, looking for somebody. And now pitches it back up top. Open three for Miller. No good. And Holden Haig able to step in and get the rebound. Holden into the front court on the drive. Lost the ball. Again, we turned the ball over without shooting it. Two on one. And Knudsen fouled from behind by Evans. Not a bad foul by Evans, because otherwise it would have been a layup, but that's how many. I'd like to go back and look how many possessions Huron's had here in the fourth quarter where the ball has been turned over without even getting a shot off. Briggs Knudsen to the line. He's one of two from the free throw line. Just the third team foul on Huron. Seems like there's been more than that. First free throw is good for Knudsen, and the lead back at 10. Knudsen with 5 points. He's 2 of 3 from the free throw line. The Moaning just came back in. I'm not sure. I know Haig went out. I didn't see who came in. Anderson back into the game for Brandon. And Knudsen will line up the second free throw. And got them both. The lead is 11, 57-46 with 2:44 to go. Elwine on the dribble, goes back door underneath. Reverse layup, Evans no good, and he's going to be fouled. And Carson Evans will go to the line to shoot two. Evans with 2 points on a pair of free throws back in the second quarter. Altoff picks up the foul. That is his third. No, it's his first. Evans' free throw is good. One more shot for Carson Evans. Second shot is good. Got them both. 4 points for Evans. And here I'm back within nine, but just can't cut that gap any more than seven. Altoff with the inbound now has to dribble, goes up ahead. The ball slapped away but picked up by Knutson here on so close, but Brandon Valley just seems to keep control of the ball. Low post, Altoff over Elwine for two. Altoff with the bucket and the lead back at 11, 59-48. Quickly up the floor, the ball deflected out of bounds by Knutson, but 2:19 to go in the game, and time is a definite factor for the black and orange. If they're going to have a chance in this one, Huron's only led once. That was 5-3 early. Evans, Porish. Porish will drive, kick out. Evans, three, right wing. In and out, rebound, Moting jumps high and gets to it. Kicks back out to Porish. Now top of the key, Elwine. Elwine cut off. Flicks to the left side, Gainey. Gainey with the hard drive to the hoop. Finger roll will not go. That's been the difference. Brandon Valley's been able to knock down those shots. Huron has not been able. We're inside of 2 minutes to go. Lynx are up by 11, and they'll be patient to run some shot clock here. Delaney and Gainey out there. Delaney will drive, has a lane, scoop shot for two. Delaney with the bucket, and Brandon Valley starting to feel like they can slam the door shut. Three is way off the mark for Elwine. Rebound Brandon Valley with a minute 26 to go. Links up by 13, steal by Elwine, but lost his balance going up the floor. I believe this 13-point lead equals the biggest of the game for Brandon Valley. Minute 23 to go. And Brandon Valley can just feel, you know, we can just run some clock, shoot some free throws, and get out of this. Altoff back near the timeline, now get it to Knudsen. Knudsen, now Delaney, that's where you want the ball, Delaney and Moting. Huron not showing a lot of urgency about fouling. Here's Delaney with the drive. Fell down, and they call a foul on Huron. Delaney fell down on his own, it looked like. But the call goes against Huron with a minute three left in the game. I guess not a shooting foul. Brandon Valley will just inbound a fourth team foul on Huron. With a minute three to go, and the Lynx in control here, up 13. Lob and Moting fell down. Go back door to Zern, kick it back out, and Brandon Valley will reset the offense and run some shot clock, and Huron's going to empty the bench as Gainey picks up a foul with 55 seconds to go. So Huron will empty the bench at this point, and the Lynx look like they have a date with Harrisburg in the semifinals tomorrow night. At the free throw line will be Landon Delaney, who's been the big man here in the second half. First free throw is good. And a new five or a new four will come in for Huron. Into the game, Trace Wenz, Holden Haig, Colton Ogle, and in for the first time is Bubba Peterson. So Huron will have to go back to the drawing board, and a date with Watertown for the first time this season. Watertown 2-0 against the Tigers. That'll be about a 1:45 start tomorrow afternoon here on Tiger. Free throw is good for Delaney. Hit them both. Now Brandon Valley emptying the bench as well. 55 seconds to go. The Lynx with their biggest lead of the game, 15 at 63-48. Trace Wins will bring the ball up. Huron try to get a couple of scores here if they can. Evans flick out to Peterson. Peterson drives the paint. In the corner, Evans, shoulder fake, almost lost the ball. Now gives back to Wins. Trace, step back three is off the mark. Just drew the front of the rim. Rebound underneath, and Haig came out of there with it. Now trying to shake it loose. Ogle for three, no good. Rebound comes out long. Ogle again glides in. Lost it on the way up, and the ball will be knocked out. Brandon Valley ball, and that will probably wrap up the game as Brandon Valley can run out the clock, and the Lynx will go on to the semifinals. The final, Brandon Valley will defeat the Huron Tigers. Well, we're still playing, I guess, not dribbling it out, really. So I'll just kind of wait on that. The officials aren't going to call anything, though. They don't have to. And there's your final. Brandon Valley defeats the Huron Tigers. The final, 63-48. Brandon Valley, 17-5 on the season. Huron Tigers dropped to 13-9. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Bill, count on the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SMHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Huron Tigers drop to the consolation bracket. They'll have a third meeting with the Watertown Arrows tomorrow afternoon at about 1:45. Tigers only led once. That was 5-3 early. Then Brandon Valley got that lead up to 10, and for the most part, the game was even the rest of the way. Brandon Valley led by 10 at the end of the first, the end of the second, and the end of the third, so playing them even there. Then finally, Brandon Valley did outscore Huron by 5 in the fourth quarter, but Huron their own worst enemy, especially that fourth quarter. I don't know how many possessions where Huron never got off a shot because they turned it over and turned it over really unforced, and that spelled the doom for the Tigers here as they were trying to make a comeback. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. All finals now here in the AA. Mitchell defeated Sioux Falls Jefferson 69-61. Washington topped Roosevelt 52-45. Harrisburg 71. Watertown 56. And Brandon Valley just closed out a 63-48 win over the Huron Tigers. Class B. And they don't quite have their last game done yet. White River defeated Viber Curley 72-57, Howard 53, Wessington Springs 38, DeSmet defeated Gregory 41-38, and with less than a minute to go, Castlewood leads Leola Frederick 69-65. In the Class A, Sioux Falls Christian defeated Vermilion 74-48, Dakota Valley 62, Pine Ridge 58. Hamlin edged Groton. That was tight all the way. Hamlin nudged Groton 46-45, and late in the first half, Rapid City Christian 25, Sioux Valley 23. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Another two-minute timeout, and we will return here to the Denny in Sioux Falls. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Gary Zell Auto Glass post game continues as the Tigers fall here tonight in the first round of the AA tournament, 63-48. Brandon Valley comes out on top. Here's the stats. Brandon Valley now 17-5 on the season. Landon Delaney, 18 points, only player in double figures, but that's just because they spread the wealth around. Rylan Carroll had 9 points all in the first half on 3 of 3 three-point shooting in the first half. He missed a couple in the second half. 8 points apiece for Hayden Anderson and Josh Althoff. 6 points for Braden Miller. 5 for Aiden Zur. 6 for Briggs Knudsen. 3 for Brady Wells. For the Huron Tigers, now 13-9 on the season. 15 points for C.J. Gainey. 10 for Anderson Porish. Gavin Moding and Blake Elwine each had 7. 4 points for Carson Evans. And 3 points for Colton McNeil. 2 points for Holden Haig. Shooting for the game, Brandon Valley was 20 of 45 for 44%. In the telling statistic of the game, 10 of 18 on threes, and that was 7 of 11 in the first half. 56% from the threes. You're happy if you get that from the twos. In fact, Brandon Valley shot better from the three-point arc than they did from the free throw line. Free throws, they were 13 of 24 for 54%, but again, 56% on the three-point arc. For Huron, 16 of 47 from the field, 34%, 5 of 23 on threes for 22%. Rebounding in the game, Huron 33, Brandon Valley had 30, leading Brandon Valley, Hayden Anderson, Josh Althoff each had 8. For Huron, 6 for Anderson Porish. Huron with 16 turnovers. Brandon Valley at 10. And again, just seemed like Huron had more than 16 in that turnover category. But bottom line, The Lynx made plays, especially. It seemed like any time Huron felt like maybe they're getting a little momentum their direction, the Lynx came up with somebody to knock down a three in the first half. It was their bench players. In the second half, it was Landon Delaney, and that was the pace to the victory as the Brandon Valley Lynx move on to the semifinals. They'll play Harrisburg in the second semifinal tomorrow night here on Tigers to the consolation round. They'll play Watertown for a third time this season, Tigers and Arrows, at about 1:45 tomorrow afternoon, and that'll be here again on Tiger 95. Wessington Springs and Viberg-Hurley will play in the consolation round at the B tournament. That will be a 12 noon tip-off, and that'll be over on KOKK tomorrow. Still waiting for Coach Bud to come out and visit about this one. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and return here to the Gary Zell Auto Glass Post Game. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustment, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Crop insurance from the experts. That's what you'll find at Bauman Agency of Huron. Our agents are well-versed in our full line of crop insurance products and use them on our farms and ranches. At Bauman Agency, we take pride in our expertise, top-notch service, and best-fit products for your farm. Be it multi-peril, crop hail, livestock, pasture, and more, we have you covered. Call 605-353-1112. Bauman Agency, crop insurance from your side of the fence. Bauman Agency is an equal opportunity provider.
Neighbor, family, community, friend, local business, and for over 17 years, Double D Westernware has been just that, a positive part of your community. And just like your family, Double D Westernware has grown. Not only do they have clothes for every member of the family, including infant wear, by the way, but beautiful home decor, cologne, perfume, footwear, and fashionable sunglasses. Make your day happier. Stop in and shop local at Double D Westernware in Huron. Open every day of the week.
Hey, all right, sir. What do you want to get for them? 25, 50, 50, down, 75, 75, down.
Meyer Auction Service, LLC, is a full-service auction company, family-owned and operated right here in the Huron area. We have our finger on the pulse of the local markets with the ability to reach a worldwide audience. Meyer Auction specializes in farmland, real estate, and online auctions. If you are looking to buy or sell land or want to check out our upcoming auctions, go to BenMeyerAuctions.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we are back at the Denny waiting for Coach Bud to come out and visit about this one. We do have another final in now at the Class B as all four games are complete. Castlewood held off Leola Frederick 72-67. So the matchups in Class B tomorrow, consolation games, Viberg-Hurley, Wessington Springs, followed by Gregory, Leola, Frederick. Then the semifinals, White River, Howard, and DeSmit, and Castlewood here in the Class A. Consolation games, Sioux Falls, Jefferson, Sioux Falls, Roosevelt, and Watertown and Huron. And then the semifinals tomorrow night, Mitchell, Sioux Falls, Washington, Harrisburg, and Brandon Valley. One semifinal is set in the Class A. That's Sioux Falls Christian, Dakota Valley. Hamlin's awaiting the winner of Sioux Valley and Rapid City Christian. See, Bud is out of the locker room. He's going to come over and visit. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes and return here to Sioux Falls on Dakota Sports.
Homestead Senior Care is looking for caring and compassionate caregivers in the area to become a part of their team and join their mission of enhancing the lives of aging adults. No experience necessary. Homestead Senior Care will train the right individual in Huron and Mitchell. Apply online, homestead.com/425. Click on Careers. Homestead Senior Care is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is April from the Diamond Store. We want you to know that we know. What do we know? At the Diamond Store, we know you want honesty. At the Diamond Store, we know you want quality. At the Diamond Store, we know you want great service. At the Diamond Store, we know your jewelry is important to you. It is to us as well. So come to the Diamond Store, your local hometown jewelers, who just know. We're here for your engagement, anniversaries, and all the days in between. The Diamond Store, 218 North Main, Mitchell.
Kurtz Heating and Cooling wishes the Huron Tigers the best of luck in the State Boys AA Basketball Tournament, whether it's 30 below or a hot summer night. Kurtz Heating and Cooling of Huron is there for you and your family if you happen to have problems with your furnace or central air unit. Give Kurt a call at 605-352-5316 for an appointment to have your furnace or central air unit checked or updated. Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Now let's go Tigers!
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
There we go.
Dakota Sports KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Once again, back here at the Denny in Sioux Falls, here on Tigers Fall by 15 tonight. Head coach Tim Budnagan joins us here. And, coach, there's a lot of ways you can good this. I guess first things first, Brandon Valley hit their threes, plain and simple, and it wasn't just one guy doing it. They took turns. They got five threes off the bench in the first half. Delaney kind of took control in the second half. And anytime we felt like we have momentum, it just seemed like somebody stepped up with a three for them.
Yeah, they were 10 of 18 from the threes, and if they shoot that well from the threes, they're going to go a long way. I mean, they got a chance to win it all if they shoot the ball like that, because the two big guys in the inside, you got to pay so much attention to those guys, and they're good passers. I thought we did a decent job inside. Took away the cutters for the most part. I mean, there were a couple times where they cut to the basket, sliced us up a little bit, but it was the threes that really hurt us. And you know, those were the ones that we're willing to give up, and then all of a sudden they hit it. Now we got to go man-to-man full court, and then they were able to hit those threes because they could go to their post and then kick it back out.
You know, and those bench threes to me in the first half were really the difference, because they built a 10-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Then really we just played it even the rest of the way. It was even in the second, even in the third. They outscored us by five in the fourth quarter, but it was just a hill we couldn't get over. I don't know that we ever got closer than seven in the second half.
No, we had it to seven. We could have. We had it down nine and then turned the ball over three straight times. I mean, that was a killer. I thought that was the key of the game. I thought we had a couple layups. We tried to force it in to a cutter that really wasn't there. Instead of jump stopping and going off 2 feet and then finding somebody for a three, we took the extra dribble and turned it over. So, you know, when you turn the ball over 16 times and they turn it over 10, that's six extra possessions. Times that by three, that's 18. Or times it by two, it's 12. That's the story of the game, I feel.
And I think the 16 might be a little charitable on their account too as well. And one thing that I just saw here, just looking at the chart here, is for Blake Elwine for having foul trouble the whole game again. And again, just kind of a couple of tough calls, especially in the first half, went against him. Eight block shots.
Yeah, you know, it changes, like I said, you know, everybody talks about his offense. It's the defense end where he can change the game. And I thought he did that tonight. I mean, we got a couple jump balls on some of those blocks that he had. We took away a couple of layups because he was able to get up and pin it on the glass. It's the defense where he's a real game changer along with the offense.
And first National Bank player of the game, I'm going with C.J. Gainey again tonight. He led us in scoring with 15 points, and he was the real true outside threat tonight, as we just couldn't knock down the threes. We wound up 22% on threes. He was the one that knocked some down consistently. And one thing I will say, and I didn't realize this till Coach Nelson said it in the pregame, that, you know, Brandon Valley hadn't been to the state tournament for a couple of years either, so these were two teams that really weren't used to the stage, and I didn't look to me like it was bigger too big for us. It was just, you know, a few turnovers and just a couple of shots. Colton Ogle, bless his heart, every game this year, it goes all the way down and pops out on him.
Yeah. You know, we just didn't get a break. I mean, let's put it that way. The ball didn't bounce our way. It bounced Brandon's. And that's the way it is. When you're trying to play for a state championship, you got to get some breaks. You got to be a little lucky, and Brandon hit some shots and we turned the ball over, and that's the critical part of the game, I feel. But, you know, CJ, he did a nice job. I thought we're proud of the guys. I don't want anybody to get this wrong. We're proud of the guys. We played our tails off tonight. We hustled. We did what we did. We could. We out-rebounded them on the offense end. I think it was 33-30 at us on the rebounds. So we did everything that we could. We just turned the ball over and didn't hit shots.
So now we look ahead, you know, the so-called sunshine bracket. You just have to kind of hitch up the britches there and say we got to be ready to go. I think we feel like we owe something to Watertown for... Well, we got blown out once, and then just some things happened at the arena that probably shouldn't happen. Hopefully, we got a little chip on our shoulder with the Arrows tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to let them feel bad about this one until about 11 o'clock tonight, and then we're going to switch over. Okay, this is what we need to do against Watertown in order to win. So they can feel bad for another hour and a half maybe, and then we got to get to what are we going to do against Watertown. How can we stop Rowden out on the outside, because when he gets going, they're really good.
We found that out.
Yeah, we found that out. I think he had 34 at the arena, and Blake had 32. So we know what they want to try to take away. They played a little triangle and two tonight. So we got to make sure that we're ready for anything they throw at us.
Well, I'll just wrap it up with this. I'm going to Google it when I get back to the hotel, but I'm pretty sure the sun is going to come up tomorrow.
Yeah, it should. We're hoping anyway. Like I said, we'll feel bad till about 11. We got to get to work, got to launder some jerseys, and then come up with...
We're black the whole tournament, aren't we?
Absolutely. So we got to launder some jerseys, get that ready to go, and then, we got to come out and fight again tomorrow.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Tigers. Tigers fall here tonight, 63-48. Final timeout, 2 minutes. Wrap it up here on Dakota Sports.
Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel.